Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace your IELTS speaking task, describing a place for relaxation and nature enjoyment. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics related to personal experiences and preferences. One common theme that frequently appears is describing a place where you go to relax and enjoy nature. This topic allows examiners to assess your ability to express yourself fluently while discussing familiar subjects. Let's explore how to approach this topic effectively to maximize your speaking score. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about relaxation and nature. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question: Do you enjoy spending time in nature? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I do. I find being in nature very relaxing and refreshing. It's a great way to escape from the busy city life and clear my mind. Band 8-9. Answer: Absolutely. I'm a huge advocate for spending time in natural surroundings. There's something inherently rejuvenating about immersing oneself in nature. It not only provides a much-needed respite from the hustle and bustle of urban life, but also helps me reconnect with myself and appreciate the simpler things in life. Question: How often do you go to natural places? Band 6-7. Answer: I try to go to natural places at least once a month. Usually, I visit a nearby park or go for a hike in the mountains when I have free time on weekends. Band 8-9 answer. I make it a point to commune with nature on a regular basis, typically aiming for weekly excursions. This could range from a leisurely stroll in the local botanical gardens to more adventurous pursuits like weekend hiking trips in the nearby mountain ranges. I find that maintaining this consistent connection with the natural world is vital for my overall well-being. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a place where you go to relax and enjoy nature. You should say where this place is, how often you go there, what you do there, and explain why you find it relaxing and enjoyable. Here are sample answers for different band scores. Band 6-7, answer. The place I'd like to talk about is a small lake near my hometown. It's about a 30-minute drive from where I live, surrounded by trees and hills. I try to go there at least once a month, usually on weekends when I have more free time. When I'm there, I usually take a walk around the lake, which takes about an hour. Sometimes I bring a book and sit on a bench to read. If the weather is nice, I might have a picnic with friends or family. I find this place relaxing because it's very quiet and peaceful. The scenery is beautiful, especially in autumn when the leaves change color. It's a great place to escape from the noise and stress of the city. I enjoy breathing the fresh air and listening to the sounds of nature, like birds singing or the wind in the trees. Being there helps me clear my mind and feel more connected to nature. It's a perfect spot for relaxation and enjoying the natural beauty around us. Band 8-9. Answer. I'd like to describe a serene oasis that I frequently visit to unwind and immerse myself in nature. A picturesque lake nestled in the foothills about a 30-minute drive from my residence. This hidden gem is enveloped by lush, verdant forests and rolling hills, creating a breathtaking panorama that never fails to captivate me. I make it a point to retreat to this haven at least bi-weekly, usually opting for early mornings on weekends when the area is less frequented and exudes an air of tranquility. My activities there vary depending on my mood and the season. I often embark on invigorating hikes around the lake's perimeter, which typically takes about an hour and allows me to fully absorb the natural beauty surrounding me. On occasion, I'll bring along a novel and lose myself in literature while seated on a rustic bench overlooking the shimmering water. During warmer months, I might organize a quaint picnic with close friends or family, savoring both good company and the idyllic setting. What makes this location particularly relaxing and enjoyable for me is its ability to provide a stark contrast to the frenetic pace of urban life. The pristine environment offers a much-needed respite from the cacophony of city noises, replacing them with the gentle lapping of waves against the shore and the melodious chirping of various bird species. The air is noticeably crisp and invigorating, filled with the earthy scents of the forest. Moreover, the lake's appearance transforms with the seasons, offering a constantly evolving spectacle of natural beauty. The autumnal display of foliage is particularly awe-inspiring with the trees adorned in a riot of reds, oranges, and golds reflected in the lake's mirror-like surface. Ultimately, this place serves as a sanctuary for me, allowing me to reconnect with nature, and by extension, with myself. It provides a space for introspection and meditation, helping me to recalibrate my perspective and find inner peace amidst the demands of modern life. The sheer beauty and tranquility of this natural setting never fail to leave me feeling rejuvenated and grounded, reinforcing my appreciation for the simple yet profound pleasures that nature offers. Follow-up questions. Do you prefer to visit this place alone or with others? Band 6-7. Answer. I enjoy visiting both alone and with others. When I'm by myself, I can really relax and think, but it's also nice to share the experience with friends or family sometimes. Band 8-9. Answer. My preference often fluctuates depending on my mood and intentions for the visit. When I'm seeking solitude and introspection, I tend to venture there alone, allowing myself to fully immerse in the tranquility without distractions. However, I also greatly value shared experiences in nature, and occasionally invite close friends or family members to join me. These shared outings often lead to meaningful conversations and a collective appreciation of the natural beauty surrounding us, fostering a sense of connection not only with nature, but with each other as well. How has this place changed over time? Band 6-7. Answer. The place hasn't changed much over the years, which is nice. There are a few more benches and picnic tables now, but the natural beauty is still the same. The authorities have done a good job of preserving the area. Band 8-9. Answer. Interestingly, this location has managed to retain much of its pristine charm over the years, which I find incredibly gratifying. The local authorities have struck a delicate balance between conservation and minimal development to enhance visitor experience. While there have been some subtle additions, such as strategically placed benches and eco-friendly picnic areas, these have been implemented with great care to harmonize with the natural surroundings. The ecosystem itself appears to be thriving, with a noticeable increase in biodiversity, particularly in terms of bird species. This judicious approach to preservation has ensured that the area continues to serve as a sanctuary for both wildlife and humans seeking respite in nature. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: Why do you think people are attracted to natural places? Band 6-7. Answer: I think people are attracted to natural places because they offer a break from busy city life. Nature is peaceful and beautiful, which helps people relax and feel better. Also, being in nature can be good for health, both physical and mental. Band 8-9. Answer: The allure of natural environments for humans is multifaceted and deeply rooted in our evolutionary history. Firstly, natural settings provide a stark contrast to the often overwhelming stimuli of urban environments, offering a form of sensory relief that many find inherently calming. The visual aesthetics of nature, be it the intricate patterns in leaves or the expansive vistas of landscapes, tend to elicit a sense of awe and perspective that can be both humbling and uplifting. Moreover, exposure to nature has been scientifically proven to have numerous health benefits. It can lower stress hormones, reduce blood pressure, and improve overall mental well-being. This biophilic connection, our innate affinity for nature, suggests that we are intrinsically drawn to natural environments as they provide the optimal conditions for our physiological and psychological functioning. Additionally, natural spaces often facilitate a sense of escapism from the pressures and constraints of modern society. They offer opportunities for exploration, adventure, and self-discovery, allowing individuals to reconnect with a more primal aspect of their being. This return to nature can be seen as a form of psychological restoration, helping to replenish cognitive resources that are often depleted by the demands of contemporary life. Question: Do you think urbanization has affected people's connection with nature? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I believe urbanization has definitely affected people's connection with nature. As cities grow bigger, people have less access to natural areas. Many people spend most of their time indoors, working or using technology, which means they don't experience nature very often. This can make people feel disconnected from the natural world. Band 8-9 answer. Undoubtedly, urbanization has had a profound impact on humanity's relationship with nature, often leading to a significant disconnection from the natural world. The rapid expansion of cities and the increasing proportion of the global population living in urban areas have created physical and psychological barriers between people and natural environments. This estrangement from nature manifests in various ways. Firstly, the built environment of cities, with its predominance of concrete, glass, and artificial lighting, can create a sensory deprivation of natural stimuli. This can lead to what some researchers term nature deficit disorder, characterized by diminished use of the senses, attention difficulties, and higher rates of physical and emotional illnesses. Moreover, the fast-paced, technology-driven lifestyle typical of urban settings often leaves little time or inclination for individuals to seek out natural experiences. The constant connectivity and information overload associated with city living can further alienate people from the rhythms and cycles of the natural world. However, it's important to note that there's a growing recognition of this issue, leading to efforts to reintegrate nature into urban spaces. Initiatives such as urban parks, green corridors, and biophilic design in architecture are attempting to bridge this gap and bring elements of nature back into people's daily lives. These efforts reflect an understanding that maintaining a connection with nature is crucial for human well-being, even in highly urbanized contexts. In essence, while urbanization has undeniably challenged our relationship with nature, there's an emerging awareness of the need to cultivate and preserve this vital connection, even as we continue to develop and expand our urban environments. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in your IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases that can help elevate your responses. Rejuvenating, adjective, rejuvenating, having the effect of making someone look or feel younger, fresher, or more lively. Example, the rejuvenating effects of nature are evident in how refreshed I feel after a hike. Commune with nature, phrase, commune with nature, to feel close to or in touch with nature. Example, I often go to the forest to commune with nature and find inner peace. Pristine, adjective, pristine, in its original condition, unspoiled. Example, the lake's pristine waters reflect the surrounding mountains perfectly. Panorama, noun, an unbroken view of the whole region surrounding an observer. Example, from the hilltop, we could see a breathtaking panorama of the valley below. Sanctuary, noun, sanctuary, a place of refuge or safety. Example, this natural park serves as a sanctuary for both wildlife and city dwellers seeking peace. Biophilic, adjective, biophilic, relating to the innate human tendency to seek connections with nature. Example, modern architects are incorporating biophilic design elements to bring nature into urban spaces. Immerse, verb, mers, to involve oneself deeply in a particular activity or interest. Example, I love to immerse myself in the sounds and scents of the forest. Verdant, adjective, verdant, green with grass or other rich vegetation. Example, the verdant meadows were dotted with colorful wildflowers. Using these words and phrases appropriately can demonstrate your rich vocabulary and help you achieve a higher band score in your IELTS speaking test. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing places for relaxation and nature enjoyment, consider the following tips. Practice regularly. Familiarize yourself with describing various natural settings and your experiences in them. This will help you speak more fluently during the test. Use vivid descriptions. Incorporate sensory details to make your descriptions more engaging and memorable. Develop your vocabulary. Learn and use a wide range of nature-related terms and descriptive adjectives. Structure your answers. Organize your thoughts logically, especially in part 2, to ensure a coherent and comprehensive response. Express personal opinions. In part 3, don't just state facts. Share your thoughts and feelings about the topics discussed. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Demonstrate your language proficiency by using a mix of simple and complex sentences. Stay relevant. Always address the question asked and stay on topic. Be authentic. Share genuine experiences and opinions rather than trying to impress with fabricated stories. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you can improve your performance in the IELTS speaking test and potentially achieve a higher band score. For more tips on how to excel in other parts of the IELTS speaking test, you might find these articles helpful. Describe a sport that you enjoy playing or watching. Describe a family celebration that is meaningful to you. Describe a place where you feel most relaxed. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about knowing what to say, but how to say it effectively and naturally.